When I'd first enrolled in the Oasis public school system, I was required to give them my real name, avatar name, mailing address, and social security number. That information was stored in my student profile, but only my principal had access to that. None of my teachers or fellow students knew who I really was, and vice versa. Students weren't allowed to use their avatar names while they were at school. This was to prevent teachers from having to say ridiculous things like, "Pimp Grease, please pay attention." Or, "Big Wang 69, would you stand up and give us your book report?" Instead, students were required to use their real first names followed by a number to differentiate them from other students with the same name. When I enrolled, there were already two other students at my school with the first name Wade, so I'd been assigned the student ID of Wade 3. That name floated above my avatar's head whenever I was on school grounds. The school bell rang, and a warning flashed in the corner of my display, informing me that I had 40 minutes until the start of first period. I began to walk my avatar down the hall, using a series of subtle hand motions to control its movements and actions. I could also use voice commands to move around if my hands were otherwise occupied. I strolled in the direction of my world history classroom, smiling and waving to the familiar faces I passed. I was going to miss this place when I graduated in a few months. I wasn't looking forward to leaving school. I didn't have the money to attend college, not even one in the Oasis, and my grades weren't good enough for a scholarship. My only plan after graduation was to become a full-time gunter. I didn't have much choice. Winning the contest was my one chance of escaping the stacks. Unless I wanted to sign a 5-year indenturement contract with some corporation, and that was about as appealing to me as rolling around in broken glass in my birthday suit. As I continued down the hallway, other students began to materialize in front of their lockers, ghostly apparitions that rapidly solidified. The sound of chattering teenagers began to echo up and down the corridor. Before long, I heard an insult hurled in my direction. "Hey, hey, if it isn't Wade 3, I heard a voice shout. I turned and saw Todd 13, an obnoxious avatar I recognized from my Algebra 2 class. He was standing with several of his friends. "Great outfit, Slick," he said. "Where did you snag the sweet threads?" My avatar was wearing a black t-shirt and blue jeans, one of the free default skins you could select when you created your account. Like his Cro-Magnon friends, Todd 13 wore an expensive designer skin, probably purchased in some off-world mall. "Your mom bought them for me," I retorted without breaking my stride. "Tell her I said thanks the next time you stop at home to breastfeed and pick up your allowance." Childish, I know, but virtual or not, this was still high school. The more childish an insult, the more effective it was. My jab elicited laughter from a few of his friends and the other students standing nearby. Todd 13 scowled and his face actually turned red, a sign that he hadn't bothered to turn off his account's real-time emotion feature, which made your avatar mirror your facial expressions and body language. He was about to reply, but I muted him first, so I didn't hear what he said. I just smiled and continued on my way. The ability to mute my peers was one of my favorite things about attending school online, and I took advantage of it almost daily. The best thing about it was that they could see that you'd muted them, and they couldn't do a damn thing about it. There was never any fighting on school grounds. The simulation simply didn't allow it. The entire planet of Ludus was a no PvP zone, meaning that no player versus player combat was permitted. At this school, the only real weapons were words, so I'd become skilled at wielding them.